Chris Raybon of the Action Network, NFL analyst there. Also, he is the guy on I'll Take That Bet on ESPN, the co-host there as well. Now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Chris, how you doing?
I'm good, Boo. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. So tell me this first and foremost. Does a coaching change in Green Bay change the line?
You know, it's hard to say exactly because there wasn't a lot of time, but it did kind of move in Green Bay's favor since it opened. So it was, you know, Green Bay by 4 when it opened, and now it's currently sitting here at Green Bay by 5. So I think there are a lot of people out there who feel like, you know, Mike McCarthy getting out of there is addition by subtraction.
Green Bay not being able to cover, Green Bay struggling on the road. Now they've struggled at home. It's hard for me to, and I think the Falcons can still put up points. It's hard for me to say the Packers are going to give points in this, that they're going to win by 5. If I'm a betting man, I'd probably have to go take the under or take Atlanta outright.
Yeah, it's interesting because you say that because, you know, the public is kind of on that side as well. You know, 55% of the public is betting the Atlanta Falcons, and you see 53% of the money going toward the Falcons as well. So, you know, a lot of kind of similar concerns to what you're feeling about the Green Bay Packers. I think that loss to Arizona was really eye-opening. I don't think anyone really expected that. You can just look at the spread. You know, they were 13.5, 14-point favorites to see how surprising that was.
I got another good game coming up on Sunday at noon. That is Baltimore on the road taking on Kansas City. Kansas City giving away 6.5 in this one. I think Baltimore's a good team, but I think Kansas City far superior. Is the 6.5-point spread good one?
You know, I think it's tough because it opened at Kansas City -9. Now it's 6.5. At 6.5, I think you almost want to kind of get on Kansas City at that point because, you know, it's kind of gone through that key number of 7. If you look at the bets and the money, you are seeing kind of uniform action in terms of 65% of the public betting on the Kansas City Chiefs and 66% of the money is on the Kansas City Chiefs. I think the one thing you worry about with Baltimore, and they ended up, you know, covering last week and, you know, winning that game outright against Atlanta, but you always kind of wonder in the back of your mind, you know, if a team kind of jumps out in front of them like Kansas City is capable of doing, you know, can they keep up with the kind of offense that they've constructed with Lamar Jackson?
Another good one that I'm interested in watching is in Carolina. Carolina not being able to win the road this year. They just haven't looked good. But still giving away 1.5 to Cleveland. Basically a pick'em, which means Cleveland, who has played well at home, kind of favored a little bit in this game. Tell me about how Cleveland has picked up momentum.
Yeah, Cleveland is, you know, Cleveland's really come on stronger since, again, you know, another team that, you know, addition by subtraction, getting Hugh Jackson out of there. You know, they've certainly reaped the benefit there. Right now, though, what you're seeing is, in terms of the public, 67% of the public is still betting on the Carolina Panthers here in this spot. And you see 64% of the money as well. So, you know, I guess the line is a little bit too tempting here to pass up for Carolina, even on the road. But, you know, it did open as a pick'em, and you know, Carolina favored by 1.5 now. So I think this is an important game for Ron Rivera. I think they need to really right the ship right here. And this is a winnable game for them, even though it's on the road.
Are there odds on Ron Rivera being one of the guys that are going to be looking for a job at the end of the season?
Oh, yeah. So next coach fired odds. You'll see Todd Bowles. He's at the top. But Ron Rivera is kind of in that second tier of guys. You know, it's Rivera, you know, a little further down. It's Vance Joseph, but he kind of righted that ship in Denver. He's got them looking good. So Rivera's the guy that, you know, he's not the favorite. Todd Bowles is the favorite, but certainly one of the top few guys that you can pick.
Speaking of coaches that should be on the hot seat, and it was funny, I saw the meme going around. Mike McCarthy, 4 NFC Championship games, numerous times he's won the division. He's been to a Super Bowl and won it. And he gets fired, but yet Marvin Lewis, who's never won a game in the postseason, he's asking for an extension. What is the number on him to get canned? Because I can't. He's like a cat with 9 lives. It's lived for 12 of them now.
Oh man, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I know he's also. I think he might be in the top 3 as far as next coach fired odds. I don't have the exact numbers, but yeah, he's definitely up there. It's kind of the same story with him every year, though. You know, the Bengals always seem to kind of, you know, hang in there. They're kind of mediocre. They and something happens, and he ends up not getting fired. And you know, pushing onward. So I don't even know if I'd make the bet on Lewis at this point. I think I'm going with Todd Bowles. He is the favorite, but I just don't think there's enough to point to in that Jets organization, in that Jets building right now. I don't think there's enough positives to point to from this 2018 season to really justify bringing back Bowles for another year.
You've got, you've already talked a little bit about the Jets. The next game, New England on the road taking on Miami. Interesting because New England is the team that ended Miami's three-game win streak at the beginning of the season. And since then, Miami really hasn't recovered substantially. New England giving away 7.5 on the road in this one. And New England's just doing what New England does. Once we get to this portion of the year, they just continue to roll.
Oh, absolutely. You know, this is a team that you can't really judge them early in the year. You know, Bill Belichick's such a mastermind, always experimenting with different things. Tom Brady's been there before, so they know what it is. But this line did open at New England by 9. It's down. It's been bet down to 7.5. What you're seeing is some sharp action on the Miami Dolphins here. I think, you know, just because New England's on the road, it's pretty high spread. So 75% of the public betting on New England, but the money here is split 50-50 between New England and Miami. So that's definitely a situation where if you're looking to kind of follow the sharp action there, you get Miami before the line gets down to 7, because I don't think there's any value there once it hits 7.
One of the other games of interest, obviously, you've got coming up the Chargers. At home, taking on, I mentioned Cincinnati a little bit earlier. Chargers are looking really good. They finally get a win, a big win on the road. They beat the Pittsburgh Steelers last week. They're giving away the biggest spread of the week, 14 at home right now, right?
Oh, yeah. And this is this is just a tough situation, for the Cincinnati Bengals, I think. You know, you mentioned it, Marvin Lewis, not really a guy that's in too much of a good standing out there. But what you're seeing with the action is 72% of the public betting on the Chargers, 65% of the money on the Chargers. I think, you know, this line is one that it might not move too much. I don't know if it'll get down to 13. I think this is one that will just kind of to stay put. Not really much to say other than, you know, the Chargers maybe they have a little bit of a letdown coming off that big win on the road in Pittsburgh, and they kind of overlooked the Bengals. That's the only real angle you have here, but I expect the Chargers to kind of win this game handily.
Two other big games in the division. You've got the Bears at home hosting the Rams. Give me the lowdown.
Well, here, you know, this is going to be one of the best games of the week, I think, and you're seeing 77% of the public betting on the Los Angeles Rams, but you are seeing some sharp action come in here on the Chicago Bears, because only 65% of the money is on the Rams, so that's a 12% difference. You've also seen the over-under be bet down in that game substantially. It opened at 54, down to 51.5, and even though, so the public is on the under here, 74%, but even more of the money is on the under, 91% of the money still on the under, so you might see that line continue to drop maybe into the 50.5 range. So still probably a little bit of value there when you consider, you know, the Rams and Bears, you know, in Chicago. It's a little different than, you know, the Rams kind of playing the Chiefs in a warmer weather environment, or playing the Saints or somebody like that. So, and kind of reminiscent of that Saints-Cowboys game where there was a pretty high over-under and it went way under. I think you could see something like that in this Rams-Bears game.
Real quick, does it make a big difference if Chase Daniel, because it looks like Trubisky says he's going to play in this one. I don't know how much this is going to change as opposed to Chase Daniel being under center.
I think it would actually affect the over-under if Daniel were to go. I think they would close it and reopen it a couple of points lower. I think that's what you saw in the last week in the Giants-Bears game, was that they actually left the line up for most of that week, the point spread, but they didn't come out with an over-under for a while, because I think Trubisky kind of affects that more, because he's willing to throw deeper downfield. He's got one of the highest average depths of target in the league this year. So I do think that it would lower the over-under if Daniel started.
Then real quick, Minnesota Monday night on the road taking on Seattle. Minnesota getting 3.5 or 3 points in this one. Obviously, I mean, if you would play it at a neutral site, almost be a pick 'em. But Minnesota getting only 3. I thought Minnesota might get a little bit more. Seattle's been better at home and played better football as of lately.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Seattle was one of the teams I thought, you know, coming into the season, very underrated. You know, you never expect a Russell Wilson-led team to completely implode. That's kind of played out. And right now you're seeing, you know, 67% of the public is betting on Seattle. But there is a bit of sharp money coming in on Minnesota that knocked that line down from when it opened at 3.5 to 3, because Only 59% of the money is on Seattle, but it's still pretty kind of split evenly. I expect that to continue. I wouldn't expect that line to change from that three number.
Chris, always good. We appreciate it. We'll talk again next week, man, okay?
All right, bro. Take care.
Talk to you soon. There you go. That's Chris Raybon joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com.